Get to work informed with Larry Richard and John Shumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
642, News Radio 1020 KDKA. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
I got to tell you, the idea of going porcupine hunting just...
You're saying it wrong. It's porcupine.
It's porcupine, Larry.
Nobody says it like that around here.
It's
Am
porcupine.
I right?
It's porcupine.
Anyway, big vote on Tuesday here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they approved the hunting season for the porcupine.
Joining us is Pennsylvania Wildlife Conservation Officer, or better known as Gary the Game Warden, Gary Fujak. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be with you. Be with you again.
So, are we overrun with porcupines to the point that we need to have a hunting season for them?
Well, I've never seen one in Allegheny County in the years I've been here, about 11. But there are certain parts of the states where they are a problem, and that's primarily the north central part of the state in the Big Woods area.
I'll tell you what. You want to get rid of a problem? Go out in North Park and get the raccoons.
Yeah.
I mean, they have colonies out there.
Yeah, they're still a problem. Yes.
So I've not known the porcupine to be a problem. In I'm a native, so I've been here in these parts all my life. I call them porcupines, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't hurt anybody, do they, unless you grab one?
Well, we get a lot of nuisance calls on them up in the north central part of the states. They prefer, you know, the big woods areas, heavily forested areas. And they're herbivores, but they do like salt. They have a craving for salt. So anyone that has a camp up in the Big Woods, they'll find porcupine damage to their wood siding, aluminum siding, tool handles. They'll chew on shoes if they find them. Even brake lines. We've had stories of them
really
chewing on brake lines on cars. So any place where humans might be touching something and there might be a salt deposit.
How do you report that to your car insurance agent? I had a porcupine chew on my brake lines.
I guess they probably need a statement from the game warden.
Well, what does it taste like? Do you know?
Porcupine?
Yeah.
Brake fluid.
What does porcupine
Actually,
taste like?
Actually, we've discovered some recipes here.
I want to know. Does it taste like chicken?
Well, some people say they don't taste very good. But this says you would clean a porcupine just like you would a rabbit. You slit the stomach there and pull that
Larry.
Out.
Oh, Larry. Oh.
Then you peel
breakfast.
That down, and the skin comes right off, thus avoiding the quills.
Well, you know, Native Americans used to eat them. They either roasted them or boiled them. And they said, you know, depending on the age of the porcupine, they said it was pretty good. This is reported back in the 17th century that we've got some writings on.
Yeah, but they didn't have fast food back in the day.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's horse tried to eat one a couple of weeks ago, and it got ugly.
Those quills can be very, very dangerous.
They had to call the vet to have some of those quills removed from that horse's face.
All right, here is the sound. Our producer, Nick Kratzis.
No.
Now, this is supposed to be, and you tell us,
you're the expert.
Okay.
That's totally legit.
That's pretty good. They've been known to. They do make sounds, and they'll grunt and they'll groan, they'll shriek.
We are still talking about porcupine, right?
Bark and whine, kind of like Carson Street on a Saturday night.
Here, just as a test, just to keep you sharp, Gary.
Oh God. Okay. Sounds like our North Park problem again.
Yeah, raccoons.
I got that one.
You can't get enough of them. All right, so when is porcupine hunting season?
Well, it'll start the next license year, and they've limited it to September 1st through March 31st, and we don't want anyone hunting them whenever they're having their young, and they give birth in April, May, and June, and it's only one. They only give birth to one. One pup or porcupet, they're also called, too.
I'm curious about the mating habits of a porcupine.
We've run out of time.
Don't the quills get in the way. Don't point that quill at me.
All right, Gary. I think we've exhausted the discussion on the porcupines.
It's been interesting. I'm glad I could share some good information with you.
Pennsylvania Wildlife Conservation Officer and general naturalist.
If a female porcupine has a headache.
All right, John. Do they actually shoot quills, or is that a fallacy?
No, that's a fallacy.
All right, just checking. Thanks, Gare. Be safe out there.
Okay, thank you.
It's a jungle in the woods of Pennsylvania.